At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In today's episode, we discuss getting a pickle job, sneaking into Neve's house, how to get into heaven, and we ask the question, is Queen Jackie an idiot or a feminist? Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into any more hot topics, we gotta give some love to our sponsor. And this week, our sponsor is my book. It's Binge. It comes out in exactly 1 week. I cannot believe it. 7 days until Binge comes out, and you can hold it in your hands or listen to the audiobook. Whatever you want to do, you can get it. TylerOakleyBook.com. It's all the untold stories that I have never shared with you, the best and the worst days of my life, and the most embarrassing things that have ever happened to me. So if you want that, go get it. TylerOakleyBook.com. I'm so excited for you guys to get it. I think you're going to like it. I don't know. Maybe not. I think you will. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
That felt so loud. Hello, everyone.
It is a good morning. When I was driving to pick you up, Katy Perry's Dark Horse was on the radio, and I thought, this is going to be a good day.
You know what? When I stepped out of my apartment and I saw you sitting there, I thought, wow, what a gentleman. I am walking toward the car.
sitting outside of your apartment with my flashers on.
Uh-huh. I just thought, you know what? Corey is such a splendid guy.
I did see your landlord. He waved it.
No! You know, he fixed my fan.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about what happened to my fan?
I saw it.
I came home from 2 weeks in Australia or whatever, and I left my fan on, apparently. Which, whatever. Who cares? Like, keep that air circulation.
No. So that's bad. Energy.
Anywho's
all. You're wasting energy.
Whatever. You know what? Don't ever tell me about my
crisis.
Energy. Oh.
You leave all your lights on. You leave the fan
Al Gore,
on.
Calm it down.
Who
it
let
was
the dogs
a simple
out?
Mistake. All. Speaking of who let the dogs out.
No, we've already done that. So the fan just dangling
it,
there.
Okay, first and foremost, it was an accident that I left on the fan.
Okay, I get it.
I'm sorry.
I get it. Okay.
Mother Earth, real housewife.
She'll
herself,
forgive you.
She'll forgive. She won't forget. Real Mother Earth's closed their twigs to married men. Gotta go. So I got home and I hear a jingle jangle. So I head on over to my kitchen.
That was what you thought. You thought, what's in the kitchen jingling for daddy?
Yeah, you always. I thought it was Krumpus. So I get in, and there's my fan is wobbling every which way, like at the highest velocity, if you will.
Yeah.
Science.
I think speed, volume.
Speed and volume.
Joules.
And joules.
Calvin.
Oh my God, Joule, these are my hands. So the fan is going. So I waltz
is
in.
Is Joule the new lord this season? I just gotta know.
Well, oh my God. All I'm saying is, if my fan were to launch from the ceiling and it sliced off Jules' head.
Not her hands.
If it sliced off Jules' hands.
You would pick these
she
up.
She would
and
pick
say,
them up with her stubs and say, "These are my hands."
And you'd be like,
anyway,
"That's my fan."
So what? And these are my fans. So what had happened was my fan was dangling by one screw. Everything else had come undone.
Wow.
What's that song? Come Undone?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Come Undone.
So my fan was hanging by one screw, topsing, turvesing, and
wiggles wobbles.
Wiggles wobbles. And I get in just at the nick of time. And I call my landlord and I say, "My fan is on high speed. Still, I'm afraid to turn it down because it seems to have it." So
if you like
it
stopped
on.
It, maybe like. More science terms, the velocity would like throw it at you or something.
As you know, the joules of a fan as it's accelerating and decelerating.
Yes.
Decelerating?
No. Not at all. Deaccelerating.
Anywho, so you saw my landlord? Did you say thank you to him for fixing
my
fan?
Well, I haven't seen the fan fixed. You were in Michigan all weekend.
It's so tight to the ceiling now.
Whoa.
It's the tightest screw.
Has the fan never
that's ever happened in my apartment.
Wow. That's a really awesome story.
Well, you know
what did you do in Michigan? That sounds more fun. You were telling me that
it
was fall.
Let me just tell you, when I left for Michigan,
I
turned my fan off.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I saw that dumb video of your mom with you talking like a gremlin. I was like, is Jackie trying to get Snapchat famous?
I think she thought she posted it on Snapchat. But she just uploaded it on Twitter. But she just uploaded it to Facebook.
It had that killer 5-second outro and intro
of her trying to turn it on
her
and off.
Lap. Of her lap in the steering wheel.
I thought you were talking about like she was lapping something up. Yeah, thank you.
Because it's probably the first time your mom hasn't been lapping something up.
Whoa.
She likes to eat.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. So I wonder if my mom considers herself a feminist or if she's an idiot. Should we call her and ask right now?
No.
I want to put her on blast.
Isn't she gone? She was telling me she wasn't going to be there.
I feel like she's one of those women that doesn't know that feminism doesn't mean that they hate men or whatever.
She thinks
you know what
that
I mean?
Being a feminist means she's a lesbian.
I bet she does. I bet my mom is that, you know. Well, mom, if you're listening, tweet out to the world, are you a feminist?
I think, don't tweet the question, tweet her answer.
Yeah, just tweet the answer.
I was like, I see your mom literally tweeting.
This is just like when she tried to tweet voting for me for that one award.
No
wonder
you didn't
win. And she was messing up everything. So, I blame my loss on her.
I do too.
Because it's a very simple hashtag and somehow she messed it up.
Well, listen, she's got 900 babies she's watching. Not hers, the grandbabies.
She's like a spider.
Truly. Do spiders have lots of babies?
I feel like, you know, when you hit a spider
and then into four.
Thousands of babies flooding out.
We've all seen that same video on Tumblr.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You think
I was actually going somewhere with this feminist conversation.
How would you name all of your spider babies?
Back to my spider baby mama.
You had 20 spider babies. What would you name them?
Meryl Streep.
All of them?
Speaking of Meryl Streep,
okay.
She says that she doesn't identify as a feminist.
Meryl said that?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know when people that you like do something and you're just kind of like, we were all rooting for you.
What did she say she was?
She says she sees women as different but not better than men. And I'm like, okay, it doesn't mean you're not a feminist.
I was like, wait.
And she says she identifies as a humanist for nice, easy balance. I'm like, honey.
You know that the Oscar voters are 90% old white men.
So you think she's trying to work that angle? You think she needs another Oscar?
Don't we all? Oh, now look who's got that drippy, runny nose. Wipe.
Nobody's going to know what you're talking about.
You are touching your nose.
I do have a tickle in my pickle. That's what they call my nose in the industry.
Got it.
I got a flickle.
Tyler Oakley gets a pickle job.
Oh, my God. Nose job?
Yeah.
I don't think I need a nose job. When I was younger, I really did think I needed one. I spent my entire childhood because my brother, the ravenous Travenus, said
that. You needed, this part pushed in a little?
No, it was kind of, you know how I always thought if my ears were pinched back, I would look like a hot elf? Well, I also thought if I tucked my nose down, I would look like a hotter elf.
How does one tuck a nose?
There was a lot of things that I needed to fix in my head, okay?
One, ears back,
my ears
nose
back,
down.
My nose down, my jaw out, underbite realness. Like, I really thought my whole head needed a
For
rebound.
Halloween, you should be
my
your
ideal
child,
version of my 12-year-old self.
Ideal version of yourself, exactly.
An elven, puckered
you
nose,
do look a little elven
out.
Without the ears taped back or whatever.
That's really nice.
You're welcome.
That might be the nicest thing you've ever said to me today.
Do you? Today?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw somebody tweeted. They were like, Corey, I just listened to the Psychobabble Awards, and why wasn't Tyler nominated for most likely to be dragged?
Yeah, you're pretty mean.
I was like, next year, girl. Tune in.
Tune in?
Yeah.
Tune in.
Got a whole year of dragging you.
Well,
did you see, you want to talk about your favorite conversation? Duggars.
Oh, tell me everything.
No, I really want to know what you think.
Oh, okay. So
this Duggar girl.
Yeah. Hey, did Honey Boo Boo release a single? Did I miss that?
Yeah.
I saw a headline, but I did not.
I tried to watch the video when we were in the hotel in New York, and it wouldn't load because of slow internet. And then I tried to watch the video on the plane when we were flying back from New York, and it wouldn't load for slow internet. And I thought, the world just doesn't want me to see
that
Honey Boo Boo video.
I've had things where I'm like, it just won't open. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's just not meant to be.
So speaking of Honey Boo Boo, Jessa Duggar, listen, her and her husband were going through a Starbucks drive-thru, and somebody in front of them paid for it.
Okay.
And she posted a picture of her husband with the drink, and they were like, oh my God, someone in front of us paid for his drink. I love having to drive off without spending a penny. And everyone was like dragging her in the comments of her Instagram being like, you didn't pay for the person behind you?
Well, maybe she's sheltered. You know how she is.
I don't know.
She doesn't know how these viral
stories
work.
She broke the chain.
You know what? As a Duggar apologist, I have to
say, everybody came for her in her comments.
Do you think the chain goes forever? Do you think that's how the world works?
Yes, it goes until closing
time. Somebody had
to.
Okay. Well, as a person who worked at a McDonald's that was open for 24/7, you think it goes to closing time? That's there's no closing time.
Well,
and which Duggar was this?
Jessa.
Well, Jessa.
Well, everyone dragged her in her comments, and then she posted a picture of a Bible.
Oh my God! Yes, me, me when I get dragged.
Essentially, saying that no good deeds are gonna get you into heaven, and just that God is. So she didn't need to pay.
Just
for
that
the
God is.
Is gonna get you into heaven. So she didn't need to pay for someone else's drink.
I'm over.
She just has to believe
you know
in God to
you
get
know
into
what?
Heaven.
I don't mean to get controversial, but
what do you think?
I am over religious people that are all, like, doing good things to get into heaven. Do good things to be a good person, you fucking idiot.
Oh.
Sorry.
You mean to just live on earth.
Be a good person to be a good person. Why you need some type of reward of eternal life in heaven?
Ooh. Oh, that's...
You know what? No, honestly, back to the Pope.
Okay, let's go back.
So
Olivia Pope?
Yes, Olivia Pope.
So which...
No.
Oh, my God,
the Pope
a crossover
that meeting,
episode.
No, thoughts on the Pope having that meeting with that... What's her name? Kristen
Kim
Davis. Kim
Davis. Don't even give her the publicity.
Who's Kristen Davis?
She's from Sex and the City.
I wish the Pope had a meeting with her. God.
She was not one of my favorite characters.
Are you kidding?
Sex and the City.
Who are you in you, Sex and the City?
You know I don't like Sex and the City, and you know you want me to start a YouTube channel where I watch Sex and the City and just have my like commentary along with it.
No, I'm because
it's iconic.
I'm pretty good on that.
I'm gonna start.
When
it
I
on
had
you now.
When I had one of my worst breakups, I just watched the entire series.
You said when you had one of your worst breakups that you fell in love with the country playlist I made for you.
During my worst breakup, I did a lot of things.
Yeah, did you?
Oh, girl, you know I did.
Were you sweating to the oldies?
I did sweat to the oldies. I didn't sweat to the oldies. I had when I was little, I would go to – I had a – I guess maybe my grandma or perhaps an aunt. You know, I had a great aunt.
Aren't all grandmas aunts if you think about it?
I'm really thinking about it. I can't really figure that one out.
So Olivia Pope meeting with Kristen Davis.
What was I talking about? My great aunt. My great aunt. My dad once told me I had a great aunt that died because she choked on food lying down. Did I tell you about this? So ever since I've been terrified to eat laying down.
I don't think
which is a bummer.
Supposed to be lying down and eating.
Well, it runs in my family to die from that. So here I am, upright, 90 degrees.
Does one occasion make it something that runs in your family, or does that make it like a just an occurrence that happened one time?
Let's look at the Duggars.
So
let's figure out what happens in that family and see what's genetic. You think
like,
if one of those Duggars died lying down because they were chomping down on a free meal from McDonald's because they didn't pay it forward, that's karma.
My grandma wants her house, like a candle caught on fire. Actually... Whoa, her house caught on fire twice, so I guess it does run in the family.
I guess I would be careful.
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't leave a fan on if I were you.
Right.
Right.
So you wanted to talk about Kim Davis and the Pope.
Yeah, fuck her.
On your religious
tangent.
That's
all I got to say. I don't have a religious tangent.
Yeah,
all I'm saying is, do you, girl, fuck off also, and also, we were rooting for that Pope. And everyone was all like, this is the best Pope ever, best Pope ever, best Pope ever. I guess whatever. But then, like, so he went and had a meeting with that girl.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't really follow. But then they were like, oh, but we didn't really mean it. We didn't really mean it. They, like, were like, oh, we're distancing ourselves from Kim Davis.
Weird. Well, why are they distancing themselves from Kim Davis?
I don't know, Corey.
So, yeah, I mean, I agree. Kim Davis is a mess. Wait, did you see the Saturday Night Live skit with the person being Kim Davis?
No, tell me everything
the
about
costume,
it.
Well, Miley did. Okay, it was Miley, and of course she was there dressed like an idiot.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she's trying to be the new Lady Gaga or something. Who knows? But anyways, they were paying homage to all the, like, scandals of the summer. Mm-hmm. And they had all the people, like, dressed as the different characters. And so they obviously had someone as Kim Davis. And the costume was iconic. And it actually kind of wanted what I wanted to be for Halloween.
I saw a makeup tutorial on how to this guy becoming Kim Davis.
It was...
He looked incredible.
She was wearing, like, a long-sleeve, plain, white, Old Navy shirt. And then it just had, like, a T-shirt over it, which is what Kim Davis wears.
For the people who don't know who Kim Davis is, go.
No. I'm not giving her the promo. They can Google it.
Look at that. Makeup tutorial.
Well, that looks scary.
Him becoming her.
Well, that's what I want to be. Anyways, I wanted to be her because on Saturday Night Live, the person had a wig that went like all the way to the floor. And that's all I wanted to wear for Halloween.
I think I saw some Tumblr post of a guy with the longest beard in the world, and he stepped on his own beard and he cracked his neck.
And then he choked on a chicken bone and while lying down and eating.
It was my great aunt.
She had a long beard too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that why you called her Great Aunt Longbeard?
I hate you. So I just saw The Martian.
You did?
Yeah, I
liked
it. That's
rude.
What?
I was going to see it on Friday.
I saw it with my mom and dad in Michigan, and I told them, because the last time we saw a movie in Michigan, I had to get up and move seats.
Right.
Because my mom just won't stop talking. So this time, oh my God, have you been to that theater in
NCG?
They just expanded it.
Wow.
And the seats are literally...
They got footrests?
I couldn't eat popcorn because I was so reclined.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to die.
I didn't want to die mid-Martian. So
I love that theater.
Anyway, so I saw The Martian. Have you seen it yet?
No. I was going to go see it on Friday.
Loved it. I had to pee twice during it. It was so long.
And when I was going to see it, it was all sold out because it was a Friday night. So
it was good.
I saw Everest instead.
I yelped once.
I really think I should just start a YouTube channel where I just review movies.
I don't think I would care about your opinion.
It would be like a minute rant. I was so mad about Everest. You know when they do those good, like, disaster true story movies. And then, like The Impossible. That movie was great because it had a little bit of hope at the end. And they're like, oh, look. Okay, spoiler alert for both the Everest and the Impossible. At the end of the Impossible, like, everybody meets back up and they all live and they're all happy. In Everest... You're waiting for that moment, and everybody just dies on Mount Everest.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, and they're
spoiler!
Like...
Spoiler! Oh, my God, I guess I didn't realize that you were going to fucking ruin the whole movie.
Okay, what do you think I meant when I just said spoiler for The Impossible
Everest? I thought you were talking about that one part of a car.
The spoiler.
I thought you were just naming different parts of cars.
So, surprise, there they are, and you're waiting like, oh, the main guy who you really like is going to live. And then they're like, nope. And then credits are rolling, and they're like, his body's still up there.
Oh, my God. I guess I love it.
Frozen beneath the tundra.
You know what? I'm over happy endings in movies. I guess the whole time I was watching The Martian, I guess I won't tell you
what
happens.
But I guess you just get like a little bit more of a payoff when you're like watching a disaster movie, and you like, and then people live.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have.
I want to see corpse. I want to see them. I want to see him reclined.
See Everest.
I want to see him reclined on the top of Everest, chomping on air dried whatever you eat when you're hiking.
Yeah.
Choking to death because he choked himself.
You know who
to
looked
death
great
down.
In Everest?
Who?
Jake Gyllenhaal. He was serving beard.
Ooh.
He was serving wild hair.
There was a part in The Martian.
He was hot. He also dies.
Hey, shush kebab. There was a part in The Martian where he had a beard.
I don't want to know. You're going to spoil The Martian for me.
Okay, well, let me just spoil that because you spoiled my Everest.
What?
Matt
not
Damon.
All daddy's going to spoil.
Matt Damon had a beard and it was not a good look.
Nagel.
And I'm gonna call him out right here.
Tweet him.
Right now.
Tweet him.
He doesn't have Twitter. He's busy doing whatever he does.
Having a zoo. Remember when he did that zoo movie? Didn't see it.
Don't spoil it, please.
The zoo movie?
Yeah.
The movie's called We Bought a Zoo. I think the spoiler is in the title.
Don't you hate a movie that really spoils stuff like that?
I guess it turns out they bought a zoo.
Like Scream. Spoiler alert.
I'm seeing the unauthorized musical version of Scream, and you know how excited I am. Mm. Tune in soon
now,
to hear me discuss
I guess
how good
my question is it going to be 1 through 4? Is it just going to be 1?
It's going to be the original, iconic. You know, Drew Barrymore is probably there because what's she up to? Making another bad movie with Adam Sandler?
I was just looking through. There was this Twitter. It was called, like, Lost Photos of the Past. And it was like, they were like,
are they,
I don't
like,
know.
Are they lost it was, or is it just, pictures of lost?
It was pictures of lost. No, it was like 4 a.m. And you know, when you just like kind of are half awake and you're looking at your phone and then something happens and you click a link and there I was looking at lost photos from the past at 4 a.m. It was pictures of celebrities. It was like John Travolta and Princess Di dancing. And then there was a photo set of Drew Barrymore in her 16s and she was looking like cute. And then, like, another picture
Drew Barrymore in E.T.?
Oh, yeah. No. No, 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 no. But remember when E.T. was in a wig?
Okay. Yes. That's.
I love that scene. That's my favorite GIF, I think.
That's what you look like anytime you ever
wear a wig. I recently put up a video, like a favorites video, and I wore a wig at the end of it, and I identical to E.T.
Did you ever have an out-of-body experience?
No, but... No, never mind.
What?
No, nothing. Oh my God.
Would
I was
you
recently
ever
watching...
wear a wig and have sex?
Yes. I was watching
again?
An episode again, yes. I was watching an episode of Adventure Time. Do you watch that at all?
Only when I'm on a flight and I've watched all the movies.
So yeah, I was on a flight on my way back from Michigan and there was an episode about alternate realities and they had to go save somebody, but they were different different planes. They were on different planes of each other and like different, I don't fucking even know. It was so complicated.
Your brain
that
was
I
confused
felt
by a
fucking
cartoon.
Dumb. And I was like, this is it's not a kid's show, but like my nieces and nephews watch it. So I'm like, how did the fuck? I felt like I was tripping is what I'm trying to say. When was the last time you tripped?
You know, I actually tripped the other day.
Yeah.
Leaving the post office.
Oh my God. What were you mailing?
Copies of your book to people.
Really? What? To who? My mom?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's a stressor.
You signed the front page and I ripped
it
out.
Wait, so this episode's coming out on the
13th.
Are
you
my
really
mom?
Pausing this?
No. My mom has that book by now. Probably.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they said it would be like 3 days.
I hope she tweets after whether or not she's a feminist, whether or not she liked the book.
Is she in Michigan right now?
Oh, you know how
she tried to tell me.
She was trying to tell
that
me
she wasn't going to be there the day you were leaving, and then she texts me the day you're leaving saying she's got to go to the post office to mail you your sunglasses. So what's the truth?
So she was at home when
maybe
I left.
She was on a separate plane. Maybe
yeah, no,
she's watching
yesterday
Adventure
morning.
Time.
Yesterday morning when I was in Michigan.
Yeah,
we're recording this in the past. Whatever.
The future. Whatever.
I hate this about my mom. I love her to death, but she'll wake up at the crack of dawn and just crawl into my bed and say, good morning.
What time?
Wake up.
You by crack of dawn, you probably mean like 11.
It was 11. I was already on my computer. She was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just stalking some fan accounts. And she goes, I just want to watch. I'm like, get.
That's nice.
She's watching me just like tweet people.
You had family time. I also had family time. My two older brothers and my mom were all in town.
Yeah. Did you guys go on a hike?
No. My brother wanted to go on a hike. And I said he wanted to go on the weekend, though, to Runyon. And I was like, girl, you can Uber because there's going to be no parking.
There's going to be no parking. It's going to be crowded. You're going to step on
and
the dog.
Then they were all like, what time? How long is it going to take us to hike Uber or hike Runyon? And can we take a cigarette? And I was like, no, smoking's awful for you. True story.
Well, yeah.
They wanted to smoke on their hike.
Well, no.
I told them.
Talk about wheezing,
but
Pokemon.
My mom, so she was trying to plan this dinner, and oh my God, she was driving me crazy. She tried to like reschedule the dinner 7 times, and I finally was like, Mom, I'm not going to this dinner.
A phone call. Who could it be?
You know who it is?
Who is it?
Oh
my God,
this
are you
is
about
a
to
very
go off
interesting
on,
story.
No, are you
on the do not call registry.
Oh my God. No, this is a conversation I do not want to have because I hear this every day. Corey,
my
is
number
on,
must have come off the do not call registry.
I don't know.
Now I got to put it back because my phone's just blowing
I've
up with
say,
solicitors.
I have never
did
had
you sell
somebody,
my number? You sold it to the companies,
I
and now they all.
I've never had somebody ring-a-ling-ling me. But I, you know what I have?
You do
gotten?
Have people call you. Pick up your phone right now. How many missed calls, how many voicemails, and how many texts does it say?
It's all my mom.
Yes.
Oh my God. You know how many texts I have that I haven't read?
Yeah, go.
I think this says 35.
Well.
35 unread texts. You know what they need to make mark as unread? Because you know how they have that for the Gmail app? They need to also have that for iMessage. Wouldn't that be incredible?
But
mark is unread.
I guess I don't understand. What kind of text are you getting that you
like
can't
just
say?
Like something that I'm just like, I can't handle that right now. I will reply to you next week.
Weird.
That's why I have 35 unread texts. Oh. If you're listening to this right now and if I haven't replied to your text, it's because you are stressing me out. This is a message directly from my dad.
So you have 35 texts from your dad?
You'll
get a text from your mom and it's like, what time do you land, baby? And you're like, I can't answer that.
No, the last text from my dad says, the Pope magazine of People magazine is dated September 28th. Okay. What do you want me to say to that?
Were you previously? You don't have to respond. Here's the thing. You don't have to respond to every text. Sometimes people just send you dumb stuff, and it sounds like, well, that's what your dad likes to do.
Okay. Another text yep. that I haven't
let's,
responded
let's
to.
Hear it.
What else do I got going on?
Yeah, I want to hear these hard, hard responses via text.
Neve says, are you in Detroit? That stresses me out. I guess I could say, no, I was in Lansing.
All you have to say is, no, I'm not in Detroit. Are you dumb?
But now I'm back in L.A.
Oh, my God. While you're at it,
see,
get his address.
These things are stressful.
While you're texting him, ask him for his address. We need it.
Everything is in my text.
We're
going to
sneak into his house.
Ooh. What do you think Neve's got going on in his house?
Oh, my God. Like, I bet there's lots of meditation circles
oh
and
my
stuff.
Oh, my God. You're right.
It's a lot of white. Like clean. I like it.
Clean linens.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet.
I like it.
I don't think I like
probably
that.
Keeps it all in order.
Oh my God. You know everything's 90 degree angles and things.
Yeah. He's got feng shui.
I thought you were going to say fungus.
No.
Would you rather
What's
have
your favorite fungus?
Or fungus? I hate both of us trying to make it a discussion topic.
So why do you hate mushrooms?
I hate a mushroom. But, you know, I do love a stuffed mushroom. And my stepmom, Antoinette, she makes a killer stuffed mushroom.
What do you think about a stuffed crust pizza?
Fuck me with it. Stuff it up me. Oh, my God. So there I was.
Would you stuff the crust or do you want it to stuff your crust?
Would you fuck a stuffed crust pizza? Would yes. you insert your body into
well,
where the
Oprah
cheese should
says,
go in the crust?
Oprah says oral sex is sex, so yes, I would fuck up that stuffed crust pizza.
Is that what Oprah says?
Yeah.
She's been doing this thing on Twitter. It's her, like...
Oprah always says oral sex is sex.
Okay, well, I...
Call her.
I guess I didn't ask.
Someday when you do a video with her, ask her. Do you know, still believe...
The only thing that really rings true for me that Oprah has said recently...
Yeah.
Is don't you love a real tomato?
Yeah, I do.
Because what tomatoes has she faced? What fake-ass tomatoes has she encountered?
Yeah. That's spooky if you think about it. Maybe she's on some other plane.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Are you?
Yeah. Do you like mushrooms?
Oh, my God. The Mushrooms Queens edition.
I really hate a mushroom. Mushrooms on pizza, honestly... And you can't even pick them off because they're so slimy and in like they're every fucking where.
They got that. No, I love a mushroom on a pizza.
You're a fucking idiot.
I love it on a stuffed crust pizza.
No.
So my last question of the day is.
Yeah.
Why do you think Britney Spears and Kate Hudson were hanging out?
Oh my God.
What do you
what
think
was I
they
just...
were up to?
A, I don't know who Kate Hudson is. B, what did I just tell you about Britney Spears? I think I just told you an interesting fact recently.
Oh, please.
What was it? That she was supposed to play the part of what? Oh, in The Notebook. She was going to be
Brittany
the girl in The Notebook.
Was going to play Rachel McAdams' part.
I read an article.
Why are you lying?
I read an article.
From who? Brittany? A letter from Brittany.
WorldStarHipHop.com. No.
Email my heart.
No, it was... I don't know. Listen.
That was
Spears,
her three worst songs in order.
Britney Spears, The Notebook. It's Googling.
You don't know who Kate Hudson is.
Britney Spears almost starred with Ryan Gosling in The Notebook.
She did not.
This is what this article says.
Actually, I will talk about The Notebook.
From thedailybeast.com, author of this article is Marlo Stern. So don't argue with me. Argue
Call
with Marlo.
Marlo.
Yes.
I want to know her source.
Marlo
so,
is a gentleman.
You know I love... Well, I want to know his source. You know I love a rom-com.
Do I know that about you?
But I don't love The Notebook. I didn't cry.
I would say The Martian was almost a rom-com.
Ugh.
Between that guy, who is it? Matt Damon.
And a planet.
And Mars.
Wow.
Him and Potatoes.
Did you ever see
Watch it, you'll
Mother
see.
Is from Mars? Earth needs Mars. Mars needs moms. That's what I meant.
I hate it.
So that's also a movie where the spoilers are the
title. I heard that was problematic. I heard it was problematic.
Really?
Yeah, no, it was like anti-gay parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They were like, these kids can't survive without moms.
Actually, yeah. Now that you say it.
Or this Mars can't do that.
Sounds rude.
You know what else I just saw? That Steve Jobs movie. Oh, wipe that nose. Look who comes crawling back.
You saw the Steve Jobs movie?
I did.
Oh, how was that?
My official review. Could definitely...
Save it for my YouTube channel.
I thought it would have been fun if it had bloopers at the end. Also...
Why would it need bloopers at the end?
I think every movie can... Like, during the credits, to light it up. Light it up. Lighten-hearted it up.
Light it up? You're trying to light it up.
Wait, what
movie?
Song is that?
Light it up. That's a Fallout Boy song.
Maybe it means bloopers.
She's on fire.
To the soundtrack of a Fallout Boy.
I think that's what we all need. No. Let's have this episode of the podcast go out with bloopers to the Fallout Boy song. But you singing it since we don't have
light
rides.
It up. Oh. Is it called Light It Up or is his voice that low or am I just going down an octave? And can you help me with some harmonies?
I'm a harmonizer.
You don't look to the corner of the room as if three of the five Fifth Harmony members are up there. If you could only pick three of the five Fifth Harmony members to be attached to the ceiling of this room. Who would you want?
Attached in a nice way? Or
I don't know, really. No, E Valley. No. No. Just like hanging out up
there. No, they're hanging out.
They're hanging out. They're not dead corpses. Why are you trying to kill three of them?
Do you want me to answer the question?
I guess my question is, who do you not want to be hung?
No. If I were hanging out with three of them in here, because you and I make up the other two fifths.
That stressed me out that you wanted to kill three of them.
It's me, you, Lauren, because you know when we met her, she was so nice to me. And I just remember when people are extra nice to me. And she was down to earth, cool, chill.
DTE?
Yeah.
Airport?
She was so nice. Lauren blew me away with her niceness to me. Whoa. She didn't know who I was. She didn't know. I'm unverified on Twitter.
Anyway.
I'm a flop.
Okay, who else?
I would want Normani as well.
Me too. I love Normani.
Because she's just fun. And I love that Vine or Snapchat or whatever, her dancing with her grandma. It just makes me think she's so fun and cute.
And then you can only pick one more.
I guess I'm going to pick Camila because she wears bows. And by that, I mean she once wore bows on the X Factor.
Yeah, like 7 years
and everyone still is like, the one with the bows.
I guess
and also she's got those like sick, like... She's got the dad libs in the songs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where she's like, ba da ba ba ba.
Oh my God. What? What song is that? It's almost ba da ba ba ba.
Well, it's not, but they could use a McDonald's sponsor.
They really could.
Because they pay out.
Yeah. I was listening to that Carly Rae Jepsen song. What's the one that we love to do dad libs to?
Your Type. Yeah, that's your
How's
type.
How's it go? It's kind of, but where do the dad libs go?
Okay, well, we can't just sing a Carly Rae Jepsen song.
It's so good, though. And every time I listen to it now, I think of you and me in that green room.
Aww,
doing.
That's just so sweet.
What's that? What are those dances called? Interpretive dances while doing dad libs.
I'm so good at interpretive dance.
We almost canceled an entire tour stop just to go out on stage and dance.
I mean, not cancel it. We almost changed the entire show.
Yeah, we were just going to play the Carly Rae Jepsen
Coming
album and
dance. To you in 2016.
The Carly Rae Jepsen
Psychobabble
Live Tour.
With interpretive dance intermission.
With special guest.
To Carly Rae Jepsen.
Maybe Carly can come. Truly. Maybe she can do a jazz rendition.
Let's do a live version of Psychobabble Tour where we have a special guest and it's just always Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah. But it's a surprise every time.
I mean, I don't think our ideas are going to get much better than the last one we just had, so we should probably say goodbye.
Okay. I can't believe you want to kill two members of Fifth Harmony.
I don't. They announced they're working. They like took Instagrams in the studio of they're working on a new album.
I can't wait.
Maybe they're in our studio.
Oh, my God.
We're just waiting for the other 3/4, 19/5 to get here.
Anyway, I don't know what you just said. Where can people find you on Twitter?
And science. 1 + 1 = follow me on Twitter at Corey Cool. On Twitter and Instagram.
Amazing.
And Tumblr.
I am Tyler Oakley everywhere if you want to mind me. Thank you for listening. Corey, where can people find the podcast?
They can go to iTunes. You know, go to my Twitter. I usually tweet out.
Okay, anyway. iTunes.com/psychobabble. If you're listening to this, obviously you already know. But be sure to push subscribe.
Tell a friend.
We would love it. But we gotta go. Love you. Later.
Love you. Bye.